Fathers and sons can have many different types of relationships that can go on to impact future generations of a family. In today's Dayton Youth Radio story, a teenage son introduces us to his dad. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
Zulik Johnson of Ponence High School spends time with his father in a man cave. It's covered with Cincinnati Bengals memorabilia, a team his father has never given up on.
Three strong quarters on defense against the Steelers last week.
Dad, come here.
Please think better. Tell definitely AJ Green.
Hey, AJ Green right now.
Who played better for the Bengals?
Me and my dad have a man cave. The Bengals is my dad's favorite team, so it's Bengals everything. Bengals posters, Bengals rugs, to Bengals clocks. The calendar even has Bengals on it. The Bengals are doing very terrible this year, like always.
Jacksonville could beat the Bengals.
So?
But my dad still always has faith.
Right, beat Jacksonville. Get down, get
down. I have an interesting name. It's spelled Z-U-L-E-K, and some people pronounce it Zulik, but the way it's pronounced is Zulik. I was named after my mother, whose name is Zulima, and her name comes from an African tribe, Zulu, and it means beautiful. My story is about my dad growing up without his father. It was a big impact on his life. He didn't have a fun childhood. My father went to work to help my grandmother pay the bills. He had to learn how to play sports on his own. When you're living in an urban city like Dayton, Ohio, on the west side, you go get into a couple of fist fights growing up. And my father had to learn that on his own as well. And he had to learn how to do a lot of things that my grandmother couldn't teach him. My father plays a big part in our life. A lot of my friends don't have that father in their life. They can come to my house and see my dad, and sometimes they even call him Pops. We just laugh and joke about it. My father's dream was to have a family. You know, something you will see on TV. A two-parent household with maybe two or three kids and a dog. When we were little, me and my siblings used to ask my dad, where's his father? He used to jokingly say he got hit by a Bud Light truck crossing the street to get some beer. Then when we got older, he told us the real story. My dad was 9 years old, and he was fixing him a bowl of cereal, and it wasn't no milk in the refrigerator. My dad's father told him that he was going to get some milk, which was right down the street, and he went to go get some milk, but he never returned.
How did that make you feel?
I didn't think about it. My mom took care of all that, so she was the mom and dad, so I didn't think about it that much.
I honestly don't think my dad was telling the truth, because my grandmother had shown me a picture of what my grandfather looks like. My dad didn't like that at all. He was furious. If my grandfather was to walk into my house, my dad would probably kick him out and tell him never return. A father and a son relationship can go on. If you have a strong relationship with your father, then it will be much easier to be helped raised as a man. I mean, there are some strong mothers out there, but I don't think that a mother can do it all. You know, it's certain things that a father has to teach their son. My father taught me a lot. He taught me how to tie a tie, how to play basketball, football. You know, he taught me how to treat my mother right, how to talk to girls. A mother can have a couple of words in that, but the father got to be the one with the swag, with the style. You know, he got to tell him, you know, you got to approach him like this and approach him like that. I think that's a role for a father. A father and a son relationship can go on forever. I believe if you have a strong relationship with your father, then it will be much easier to be helped raised as a man. And this is Alik Johnson for Dayton Youth Radio, for Ponce CTC.
That was Boys to Men, written and produced by Zulik Johnson, a senior at Ponce Career Technology Center. Special thanks to Joanne Viscup and Jeffrey Crowell. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.